Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name is Jackson Ammons. Alongside here, my co-host,
Ryan Ruthroff.
That's right,
week
Ryan Ruthroff.
Number two of The Breaking Point.
It's 5 to 6:30. It's going to be hype right now. Breaking Point, we got a lot in store. We got a special guest coming up right after the song. We introduce her.
Two special guests today.
One coming at 5:45.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Starting off week two strong already.
Ooh, let's go. It's going to be so much better than week one.
Yeah. Week one was a little rough, but that was our first week, so you got to give us props for that.
Absolutely. Okay, this song right here, this is going to be Temporary by White Rabbits. If you want to call in, request a song at 844-4570. We are here till 6:30, so it's going to be fun.
And we will take your calls. We're not going to ignore you. Trust me.
Trust me. We're really easy to talk to. I mean, you already know us. I'm Jackson. That's Ryan. So, yeah, call in. Talk to us. Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. We are live right here. It is currently 5:11.
Yes, it is, Jackson. 85 degrees. That is very hot outside.
It's a good day right now. A lot better than last week. It was like 90 degrees.
Oh, that was brutal. I stayed inside all weekend.
Five 5:11. The show ends at 6:30, so we got a solid hour and a quarter right now with you guys. We have a guest right now. Her name's Olivia. Olivia, want to say hi?
Hi, guys. I'm Olivia.
How are you doing, Olivia?
I am just dandy.
Dandy? Ooh.
Ooh.
Getting fancy with the words.
Word of the day right there. So, Olivia, what questions should we ask?
What grade are you?
I am a senior.
At Carmel?
Yes.
Nice, nice.
Do you plan on going to college?
I would hope to attend Purdue for nursing.
Purdue.
Hope. Keyword.
I can't get into Purdue. I'm not smart enough.
That's my goal. I'm not sure if I can, but I'd like to.
That's the goal. Just college.
That's the dream. Purdue. The American dream.
That's not the American dream.
That's probably her American dream.
Okay, that's probably true. So you work at Bubs, right? How's that?
It's pretty good. I have worked there for 2 years now, and I'm a server.
Nice. So.
Waitress, isn't that the technical term?
Well, I like to say server there, Ryan.
Michael Davis works there. He's part of the WHJE staff. He's a clown.
Great guy.
I love Michael Davis. I have known him since freshman year. He is probably one of the funniest people I know. He's so funny.
I think he's one of the heads for Comedy Sports.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we went downtown to watch a few Comedy Sports matches professionally. So funny.
Yeah, I've never been to Comedy Sports, but I know Michael, so...
You can just imagine how it is.
Yeah, with like 20 or so Michaels running around.
Oh my gosh,
that's
scary.
Jackson, what is our plan for our show today?
Great plan we have. We have two shows, so we're going to split up in half. Usually we have six things that we're going to do, six segments. We have Song of the Day, Story of the Day. We have a brand new game that's going to be called Breaking Feud.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm excited for it.
That's
going to
be fun. Olivia's going to be playing that with us, along with Would You Rather. And then we're going to have a second guest on. She's going to come on at 5:45. And we're going to play. She's going to participate in top six at six. We're going to do some debates with her and share Story of the Week.
Yes. So what are we going to be starting with first?
First, I'm going to play this great song. It's called The Great Love Sound by the Ravionettes.
And coming up after that, we're going to be playing some Breaking Feud with Olivia versus Jackson.
Get hype.
Oh, she's going to win.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. You're here with us, Jackson, Ryan, and Olivia.
So welcome back, everybody. Guess what we're starting with? Any guesses? Any guesses?
I don't have a guess.
Puppies?
No. Breaking Feud. This is pretty much like Family Feud, except it's not as complex where you got to go back and with your family because we don't have any family on here.
And it's not as cool.
Yeah, it's not as cool.
It's Breaking Feud on The Breaking Point.
Yes, Breaking Feud on The Breaking Point. So
clever name.
Yeah. I came up with myself, so.
Did you?
It's pretty clever.
Proud of you. So proud of you.
So we're going to start with the first topic. It's Jackson Ammons, one of our hosts on The Breaking Point, versus our guest, Olivia Kennett.
Your best guest.
I'm just kidding.
Rude.
Your goal is to get the number one answer. I'll tell you how many answers there are total. And so I'll give you the topic, and we're just going to have you raise your hand, and whoever I see raises their hand first will get to answer first.
Okay, let's go.
If you miss, if you don't get any of like the top five answers, like the first one, it has five answers. If you don't get any of those, you only get one more try.
That's right.
And it's the best two out of three.
Yes, it's best two out of three.
Yeah, he just didn't say it.
Yeah.
I mean, Olivia had to take control.
Are you guys ready?
You co-host? Switch sheets right now.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm
totally
running
kick
the
me
show.
Off.
Running
okay,
the show.
Let's go.
Are we ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Ready? First topic. Jackson,
put your hand down.
Put your hand
Sorry.
Down.
I thought
That's cheating.
I thought I knew it.
Name a white animal. Olivia.
Rabbit.
Yes, but that is not the number one. That was number two. Jackson.
Dang it.
Would koala be one?
No, you get one more try. Five, four,
I think I know
three.
It.
Albino
two.
Gorilla.
No.
Can I make another guess?
Okay, what is your...
Polar bear.
Yes, that was the number one answer. Polar bear was the number one answer. Rabbit was the second answer. Then it goes cat.
These are stupid.
There's a white cat? Who made these?
There's a white cat. There's white horses. Cause that's
I
the
was
next gonna one.
Say that.
Oh, you should have.
But that
it.
Was four. You would have lost because she had two, and then there was seal as the fifth.
Seal. Who?
Seals
who
are white.
This?
I've never seen a white seal.
No, I mean, I would say a dove. Seals. Why isn't a dove on there?
Yeah, a dove.
A dove's white.
Okay.
Oh, a dove. I thought you said duck. Both of them are white.
So Olivia has one. Jackson zero. Come on, Jackson. Represent us over here.
I'm sorry.
You're going down.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Let's go.
Four answers. Name something you need to go fishing. Jackson.
Fishing rod.
Jackson won. That was the number one answer. Fishing
Boom.
Rod.
Well, dang.
What were you going to say?
Bait.
That was number two.
What's up with me and getting number two?
Then there's hook.
Hook, line, sinker.
There was hook.
Okay, same thing.
And then there was lures. So
there was what?
Lures.
Oh, yeah.
Final one. For the first ever... Breaking Feud crown. Will it go to Jackson, who's actually part of the show and probably should win this for us because it's our first time?
Give me this evil eye. I don't like it.
Or our guest, Olivia, who's being on here for the first guest ever. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Let's go.
Our second guest is texting me right now. She's an albino gorilla. What the heck is that?
Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
Top five answers. Name a job that is dangerous.
Construction yes. worker.
That's number three.
Okay, I'll take
Olivia.
It.
Firefighter.
That was number two.
Oh,
Jackson.
Oh.
Policeman.
That was number one. Police Woo. Was number one.
Let's
but
go.
Olivia gets the Breaky Feud crown.
What?
Woo! I got number one.
She got.
But
you got
it
one,
second.
Yeah, you only
so
get one
I
try.
So I beat you with the first one. You're just, I'm sorry. I'm
yes.
better than you.
Then it went, number four was minor. And number
minor.
Five was window washer.
None of this Hunger Games crap. I don't know about
Jackson,
what, minors?
You lost the crown for us. How do you feel about this?
So, question. What do I get for
later.
Winning?
You get a make-believe crown.
Oh, man, I'm touched.
See these headphones you're
so
wearing?
Touched.
It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You should be
like
honored
that.
To be yep. on here.
Yep. I
okay.
So am.
But back to Jackson, why'd you lose?
Nope. We're going to head to a song right now. This is Something from Nothing by Foo Fighters here on the Edge. Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. So it's time for Song of the Week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Jackson,
I like
this
it.
Week, you chose the song.
It was my pick. Mwahaha.
What did I picked Criminals by David Cook last week.
No, you didn't. You picked Mumford & Sons.
That's what I did.
Gosh.
It was a week ago. About a week ago.
And I remember it. Okay, please stop. Okay, so my song is Different Colors, brand new song by Walk the Moon. Walk the Moon was an American indie rock band based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the lead singer Nicholas Patrica, started the band in 2008 while a student at Kenyon College and went through several member changes before finally coming together with the current members Kevin Ray, Sean Wugamon, and Eli Malman.
Exactly. I'm excited. Jackson, what are we playing?
I told you we're playing Different Colors. You
then start
listen.
Playing it.
Fine. Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. You are here with us on The Breaking Point.
Jackson, I just want to say, that was a good song you picked.
I know, it wasn't. It's
you should feel
colors.
Proud of yourself.
Thank you. Much better than your Mumford & Sons.
Believe. I remember it now. It was Believe by yeah. Mumford & Sons.
So, it's going to be awesome. We have a great game right now. We play it every once in a while. I played on my show last year, which, by the way, is tomorrow at 3:30 to 5.
This isn't really a game.
It's a game.
More like a...
life choice.
Heavy discussion.
These are debates.
But these pretty much get close to that, okay. too.
So what are we playing?
We're playing Would You Rather.
Olivia, you excited?
I am so excited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Shush. Okay, so this is an Olivia original right here. She was she told us this during the break. Would you rather be a boy or a girl?
I'm going boy.
Boy.
I'm going boy.
Really?
I would so much rather be a guy.
Why?
Because, okay, so this morning I had to wake up an extra 20 minutes to curl my hair for my choir photo in school. And a guy, you can just get up and go. Like, it's 5 minutes for you to get dressed and brush
pretty
your
much.
Teeth. And that's it.
It took me 30 seconds to spike my hair up in the front.
That's not even right. Like, it takes me 5 minutes to brush my hair.
Didn't even take me 30 seconds. It took me 10.
Yeah. I use gel. So.
See,
I
and like,
use the good stuff.
Maybe you should be a girl.
I don't want to be a girl. I want to be a guy because being a guy is so chill. You really don't have to care about anything. I mean, yeah. You do have to care about stuff, but, like, girls care about their image and stuff. I really don't care about my image.
Just throwing a shirt, some pants. I don't even care if they match. And then I walk yeah. upstairs, my mom sends me back
blue.
Down because they don't match. And I'm just like, oh, gosh.
See, it's so much easier. And then there's another thing. Like, your friends. Girls have so much drama. Like, unnecessary drama.
That's
guys
incredible.
Don't.
True.
Like, it's you punch them in the shoulder, be like, then, bro, we're good. Like, that's it. That's all your fighting is. With girls, it's like, if you do one thing, like, wear the same outfit. It's a month of, like, backstabbing pettiness.
Just today, me and my one friend wore the same shirt, and we're like, dude, what's up? Yeah. It was a really happy moment for
today,
us. Today,
Dan Burkhardt and I wore the same
oh,
shirt.
Oh, I saw that. I saw
we
that.
We have WHJE staff shirts, and Dan wore the exact same one I did. And we just accepted it. We sat next to each other for half of SRT. With the same shirt on. And khakis. We had khakis on, too.
Oh, wow. See, me and my best friend, Jenna, we happen to twin all the time because we think so much alike. It's awful. Like, I always bring a sweatshirt in case we twin because I hate it. I can't stand it.
I really don't care because I'm a guy.
See? Being a guy, it wins.
So after the break, when we head to a song, you can call in and tell us your opinion on these Would You Rathers. But right now, we're going to move on. Ryan, you had one, too.
I like this one. Would you rather... have a dragon or be a dragon?
Rawr. Have a dragon.
Have a dragon, Olivia.
See, I don't know. I think I'd rather be a dragon.
Why?
Well, if you're a dragon, like, you can fly. You can do whatever you want. You can, like,
you can
burn
fly
things.
You can be a dragon. You can burn things as a human, too.
But then what if your dragon turns on you?
Yeah.
You train
like,
it well. Mm. Watch How to Train Your Dragon. It's a great movie.
I saw that one coming in there.
I probably want to have a dragon, so I still have my opposable thumbs and... I can still do human activities and then go home, open my garage, and there's a dragon there. And no traffic.
So
and I can still walk through a door. Yeah, I keep it in the garage.
What if you did like a Maleficent?
Maleficent? Yeah.
Maleficent type thing where you're a person and a dragon.
Like
how
a
awesome would that be?
Thing?
I'm siding on that.
I'd do that. If that was an option, but it's not.
Oh really?
Oh.
Well, it
oh,
is now because here. It's my question.
Oh, overruled.
Okay.
Overruled.
Mine is, would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or a World War III?
Apocalypse.
That's what
apocalypse.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Apocalypse.
I've been training on Call of Duty for like the past 4 years for this moment.
I've been training on Walking Dead. I mean.
I actually play that game and I can finish it on beginner and I'm very proud of myself.
Nice job.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't played it in forever, but I'm pretty sure I'm good at it. I bet I could beat you 1v1 me.
All right, it's on.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we're doing after this.
Okay, I'm not answering this, but I want a girl's opinion. Which movie's... Actually, I'll answer this. Which movie's better, Harry Potter or Twilight?
Harry Potter all the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Honestly, I would expect you to say that.
Have you ever even seen Twilight?
I saw the first one. It was like a... We went to like a... My family went to like a cabin, and my sister rented it, and my mom rented it, and they were all really excited about it, and I just sat down. So I did see that one.
I've seen all of the Harry Potter movies and only, like, I don't even know how many Twilight movies there are.
There's like four or five, I think.
I've only seen like...
Is there four? There's five total, right? Before, like, it's like part one and part two.
Yeah, I believe so.
Just more money for the movie theaters.
Yay.
Yeah. See, I mean, I'm just more of like... I like more guy movies. Like, I like Harry Potter and stuff. Like, I hate The Notebook. Like, movies like that, like, they're good every once in a while, but I'm so much more of, like, an action and, like, horror film person.
Oh, I hate horror movies. Take action all the way.
Yeah. Wait, didn't we have this discussion last year?
Probably.
Horror or comedy?
Comedy, that's what it was.
Horror is so much better. I love pop scares.
Comedy.
Take comedy all the way.
It's my favorite thing. I love getting that rush of adrenaline.
I like laughing more than... getting the pants scared
well,
off of me.
I laugh at myself when I scream, so it's kind of both for me.
I have another would you rather. Would you rather change the past or be able to see into the future?
That's such a good question.
Change the past or see into the future?
Yes.
Depends on my past.
You could change the...
Right now?
Right now. You had to choose right now, in this very moment.
Change the past.
I think I'd change the past, because like the future, like I'd be psyching myself out. If I want to change something in the past, I'd just be like, okay, let's do it.
Plus, if you see the future, you can't see when you're going to have a surprise party or not. It just ruins the surprise.
Ryan, that's not the thing that went to my mind.
Okay. I agree with that.
I got one more. Would you rather live in a world where there's no marriage or no divorce?
I would say no divorce.
Yeah, no divorce.
I'd say no divorce, too, because when you get married, you take those vows where you're with each other forever. So you have to, and then divorce just ruins all that. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think marriage is something that you can hold on to, and it's something, like, sweet.
Absolutely.
If you want to add your opinion... Are you crying over there?
It's so beautiful.
If you want to add your opinion to this, just call us. We'll give you a shout-out and say your opinion.
What is that number, Ryan?
844-4570.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Olivia, what's the number?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Come on, he just said it. He just said
it. I was spacing out. Sorry, say it again.
844-4570. What's the number?
844-0570.
Okay, we're done. Going to break. Bye, Olivia. Actually, this is your time. It's 5:40, so
you got five minutes,
you're gone. So
oh,
you can
man.
Say your final
goodbye.
I'm
going to cherish
give you your last goodbye.
Man, it was great, guys. Thanks for this.
Okay, we might have to have you on again.
I feel like a star.
You should. Okay. You won the crown that should have
yeah.
been Jackson's.
Seriously, first time award. I'm going to get my picture taken and put it up on your board.
Okay. So this is Hell and Back by Airborne Toxic Event here on The Edge. Stay tuned. We're going to have Addie Yost, our second guest. Welcome back to The Breaking Point right here, right now. It's The Breaking Point. We got 45 more minutes, half show, halfway over.
That's a good show so far.
It's
I'm
been
loving
a great
it.
Show. Olivia... You have to say goodbye.
It's your time to go.
But I don't want to say goodbye. I have a proposition. I think me and Addie over here should take over the show while you two leave.
Let's do it.
And we'll see how this happens.
Let's push them out, okay?
All right.
You like that idea?
Okay. Later, guys.
Okay, bye, guys.
As you drop your headphones on the floor.
Oh, Ryan, you're not professional. I'm staying right here. You guys can't force me. This is my seat. This is my week to host. So Addie, you're coming on next.
Yes,
next 45
I'm very
minutes.
Excited. I've been listening in for the past 45 minutes, and I was just telling Olivia, I think we need to bring some more girl power to the table because she said she'd rather be a dude earlier.
I would so much rather be a dude.
I'd much rather put in my opinion there.
How would you rather be a girl? What are the perks?
Is amazing. Like guys, they don't get to have fun. They don't get to dress up in dresses and like.
We get to dress up in tuxes.
But I guess...
those are not fun. Those are black and white. Those
and dresses are?
No, yes. Dresses are not fun. Literally, I can't stand dresses.
Like, what about, like, sparkles? Do you not like sparkles?
No, I'm not a sparkle. And I hate glitter. Like, glitter is rough. Goodness. It gets everywhere.
I'm completely agreeing with you as I'm turning you guys' mics off.
Thank you, Jackson.
Okay, bye, Olivia. It's been great having you.
Leave
Addie.
And take your crown with you.
Awesome. Yes, from winning the stupid
the breaking feud that Jackson should have won.
We are not discussing this. I'm going to a break. This next song is What You Are by Audio Slave right here. Call in, request a song. Addie is here with us. The call number is 844-4570. And just in case you guys are wondering, the area code is 317. Just so you know, you might have some out of town friend. My area code is 678. I just want to let you guys know. This is What You Are by Audio Slave. So what's up? You are on the Breaking Point right here with Addie.
Hey guys.
She's our guest of honor right now.
And me, Ryan Ruthoff, still here. I didn't leave. Trust me.
So we had a few callers in, by the way, that I forgot to give a shout out. We had Jen and Rebecca, who both
Jenna,
who both wanted marriage, which I like them now. I can feel we're good. We're gonna be good friends if I ever see them again, which I probably won't. I didn't see him the first time.
Oh my goodness.
Just talk to them.
They may call in again. If you guys are listening, you can call in again. And
yeah. Give an opinion on the debates that we're going to have later.
844-4570 is the number, just in case you don't know it.
Everybody knows it now. They listen to the show so much. It's the best show ever. So, Addie.
Yes.
What grade are you in?
I am a junior.
I already knew that.
At Carmel High School.
she was on my show last year. My show was the weekend kickoff in the mornings.
And my show.
And Ryan's show.
And then I had my own show.
Oh, yeah.
It was in October, like fall, winter. And it was Friday mornings, and it was Toast with Yost. And it was so much fun. And I'm bummed out I can't do it again this year, but I'm glad to be on The Breaking Point with Ryan and Jackson today.
Yeah.
I remember.
And hopefully in the future.
I remember we were going to have, if Addie had a show this year, it was going to be Roast with Yost.
Oh, yeah.
And because of some of the topics that we did last year.
Apparently, pirates are favorited over ninjas. I wanted
throwback
ninjas.
Throwback to last year.
It was like 4-1. Wanting ninjas.
And actually five.
Oh, five, because Olivia said, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
You're losing. You're struggle bus over there.
This stinks. Anyway, so Addie with their staff member on WHJE. You have a job, Addie?
I do not have a job. I worked over the summer at a little preschool, and I worked with little kids.
That's
so
nice.
That was fun.
Is that fun?
My job, yeah, it was
you
fun.
You miss it?
Yeah, I do.
A little bit.
Yeah. My full-time job now is school, because, you know, school takes up a lot of time.
Even better than preschoolers. Oh, that's not even close to true. I'm just kidding. I love school, for the most part.
Oh, really?
For the most part. Ryan,
what do we have coming up next, Jackson?
We have Story of the Week coming up right after this song. We also have Debates with Addie. That's going to be our game with her.
Ooh. And Addie has twisted our arms. She wants to do Breaking Feud.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll be doing some more of that and see if Jackson could actually win this time.
Oh, no. I'm totally going to beat you, Jackson.
I don't know about that.
It's on. It's a challenge. I'm challenging you.
And then she's going to participate in Top Success 6 with us. And
yes.
I'll be coming on in 7 minutes.
Just so you know, Top 6 at 6, we have this hat. It's just a random topics in it. We'll pull it out. We don't even know. We just know that they're
Addie's
in there.
Out.
Yes, we know they're in there, but we don't know which one.
Nope.
And we have to figure out what is our top six of whatever.
On the spot.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
So we're going to take a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to either do top six or story of the week. It's going to be a surprise. So stay tuned.
Think about your best friend.
This is Back to You by the Twerps here on the Edge. It's a great band name. I really love that one. Call and request a song at 844-4570. And stay tuned. We're playing Debates with Addie Yost. Story of the Week, Top 6 at 6. It's going to be a blast. So stay tuned to The Breaking Point, where we're going to push you to The Breaking Point. What's up? We are actually back now on The Breaking Point. So, it's been fun so far. We got Addie Yost, Toast with Yost, Host.
Toast with Yost.
Host, Yost. What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yost. Hey, guys, it's actually a plot twist. I'm your host for today. Ryan and Jackson are just, like, sitting in the corner over there, you know.
And yet I'm in the host chair. Oh, it's fun.
No, you're not. They don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, now they do.
Actually, I'm in the host chair. Jackson's just lying to you.
Oh, no. Okay. we're going to do some top 6 at 6 right now. Addie pulled out a pretty interesting topic.
Addie, what'd you pull out for us?
We're going to talk about our 6 top favorite foods.
That was a little backwards. 6 top favorite foods.
Top 6
favorite foods.
Favorite foods.
We'll figure this out later.
Moving on. We're first, because there's 3 of us, we're each just going to name our top 3 first. Yeah. And we're going to go to the break and keep you in suspense.
No, we're not. This is on the spot. He's trying to get it off on the spot.
I don't like on the spot because these topics, you really have to think for them.
Yeah, we have just a little example of a few topics we have. We have top six colleges, top six cars, top six candy bars, yeah. Top six. We did restaurants last week.
It's very difficult. It's difficult, more difficult than you would actually think.
Yeah.
And yet they're going to be trying to do it right now. They're going to do it perfectly fine.
So since you're the guest and you pulled it, what's the first one?
Ladies first.
Jackson and I were talking about this, and I'm going to steal it from him. Chicken pot pie. We're talking about it. My mama's chicken pot pie is seriously amazing.
I've never had chicken pot pie.
Oh, my goodness, Ryan. We're going to have to make him a chicken pot pie because it is so good.
Next show, bring listen me to Ryan. Chicken pot pie.
You're going to listen to Ryan eat a chicken pot pie.
Oh, my goodness. And then, do I have to say a second one?
No, we're just going to go
one by one.
Around, mine probably be pizza. I'm just going to go the general American pizza. Get some Hawaiian pizza, actually. I love pineapple and bacon.
One question. Chicago or New York style?
I haven't ever been to Chicago, so New York.
You know what the difference is?
No. Chicago deep dish.
Chicago's deep dish pizza, and New York is like thin pizza.
Oh, then definitely Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago pizza. But that's not gonna be my first one.
Nope.
Mine is like hamburgers and cheeseburgers. The good old classic American meal.
Put bacon on them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just load that up. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickles, onions, all that good stuff.
Do you know the McDonald's like song?
Oh,
like
what was it? The Big Mac or the Quarter Pounder?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
That's kind of, that kind of sounded like what you were saying earlier.
Addie, what's your number two?
My number two would probably be a fried chicken.
Fried chicken, that's good.
I like
good
fried one. Chicken.
I honestly don't eat this a lot, but when I do, I like it. I kind of like mashed potatoes. I don't know. And it's really weird because I would never, like, I honestly have not eaten that in the past 6 months, but just like thinking here about it, I really like mashed potatoes.
Just with a little square of butter on top.
Gravy. And some gravy. Oh, yeah, some gravy.
He said fried chicken. Yeah, I'm thinking Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got the whole like meal going on here.
Okay. Speed run.
I'm going to change it up. I'm going Italian with pasta. Ooh, like pasta. Spaghetti and all that. Ooh, meat sauce. Ooh, meatballs, even better.
Addie, number four.
Is it number three or number four?
Both.
Oh, let's see. When you said mashed potatoes, it made me think of tater tots, and I love tater tots with ketchup. So good. And then number four, I'd have to say, we were talking about this earlier, macaroni and cheese is really good.
That's going to be mine.
So good.
And by the way, when she says talking about this later, literally like 10 seconds into the break, this seriously is on the spot.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
That's why I don't like this.
Hi.
Because I'm like, while you guys are talking about this, I'm trying to think, what do I eat a lot of? Or what do I like?
I'm going to go with regular goldfish next. I don't like those, like, flavor blasted. Not those, but regular goldfish. I love. And does candy count?
No, because we have a separate topic for that.
That is true.
Okay, then I'm going to go with... Does drinks count?
No.
That's a cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns or Cinnabuns?
What's the difference?
Or cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls, let's just go with that.
I like cinnamon rolls, especially like you wake up on like a Sunday morning and they're already pre-made and warm for you.
Just keep talking.
Oh, I know. This past weekend, I think, it was on Monday on Labor Day. I was like, Mom, what's for breakfast? I think I'll go get some cereal. She's like, I have some cinnamon. I made some cinnamon rolls this morning. I was like, ooh, yum. So I went down and had a cinnamon roll.
Number three, number four.
Three and four? My number three is like spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I love those because if you get a good one, it's like spicy enough where it has a little bit of kick to it. But not so spicy that you need to drink a gallon of water every time you take a bite. And my number four would probably be turkey. Like Thanksgiving turkey. Man, I eat like a pound of turkey every Thanksgiving and go into a food coma.
Addie, number five and six.
Okay, I just thought of these. Enchiladas and my mom's homemade banana pudding. Both of those are amazing.
I'm gonna go with. I just had one in my mind. It just left me. This is really aggravating.
This is why you don't do on the spot.
You know what? Well, we're doing it. Ryan, you go.
What?
Passing it on. Post power.
I would say my number was this five.
Yes, five and six.
I can't count past three. hot dogs. I know. If you ever seen the video on how hot dogs are made, it's pretty disgusting.
Please stop.
But moving past that, I actually like hot dogs, especially when they're like either grilled or just over like a campfire. And you get that smoky flavor to it. It's pretty good.
Oh, mustard.
I just got another one.
I'm going to go with waffle fries.
Ooh.
I like those. And filet.
You just skipped me. Filet. I didn't get to say my sixth one.
Well, I took it back. But sorry, I can't count past five.
Filet
mignon's pretty good.
Yeah, after I said hot dogs and the smoky flavor, I had one in mind already, but after I said smoky flavor, I got another one.
You lost it. So filet mignon, yeah, with that salt.
Ribs.
Ribs are good.
Ooh,
I just had
ribs.
Those last night.
Okay, bigger question.
Nope, it's 6 minutes. Top six.
Dang it!
Six in 6 minutes. So we're going to take it to a break real quick. This is going to be... Oh, I didn't click the button. This is going to be Kathleen by Catfish and the Bottlemen here on The Edge. Keep it tuned for more entertaining content. You're simpatico. This is Trainwreck. Trainwreck 1979 by Death From Above 1979. Here on The Edge, call and request a song at 844-4570. And just stay tuned. It's a great show. Welcome back to their Breaking Point with
Woo!
Jackson Ammons, Ryan Ruthroff, and Addy Yost,
hey
our
guys.
Special guest here. So we're going to kick it off with Story of the Week for this segment right here. And I found this story. This is from CNN. Siri, do not interrupt me.
That wasn't me.
Ryan, gosh.
She just got really excited because I posted a picture on Instagram.
She tagged me.
This is the story. China has confirmed it plans to send a spacecraft to land on the moon's dark side before 2020. Three countries have already landed on the moon. That's U.S., Russia, and China. And China land in December of 2013, but no one has actually attempted to land on the dark side, the side that doesn't face Earth.
Okay.
And if this mission is successful, China will be the first country to do so. What do you guys think about that?
It's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know why you want to go on the dark side. You can't see anything. It's dark. I mean, it is. It's pitch black because there is no sun.
Yeah.
So...
It would be scary.
It would be scary. There's aliens.
I wonder, I mean, would it affect, like, I mean, when they go on the moon, like, would it be any different than the light side other than there's no light?
I don't know. That's what they're going to go to find out.
Huh?
That's what they're going to go find out.
Interesting.
Yeah, story of the week right there.
Good story, Jackson. Great conversation, guys.
So, Ryan, what are we doing next?
Because we can't really find any debates... Because we don't want to do the serious debate stuff.
Absolutely not.
Like, that's for our other show, Invisible Issues. Tuesdays, SRTs.
10 to 11.
Yes.
Right?
Emily Patton.
Bam.
Evan, no. What? Yes. Emily Patton and Evan Onimus. They do the serious debate stuff. We wanted to do the fun stuff, like I did last year on my show. But we took all the good topics last year.
We kind of
like,
did.
I can't find any that we haven't done already. So,
which I guess we could redo some, you know.
We could, but...
Maybe later. But Family... Or Breaking Feud is just more fun.
I loved it. I was tuning in... Before I even came on, I was listening to the previous guest. And I got really excited. And I was like, I want to do this when I go on, so...
And just in case you weren't listening earlier, it was Breaking... We did play Breaking Feud with our other guest, Olivia Kennett. And she played against Jackson Ammons, and Jackson lost. He lost for us. It was very depressing. Our first show, and he lost.
It sucked.
And that's how it's going to go down again, because I just challenged Jackson, and I told him that I was going to beat him this time. So,
nope.
It's on.
Not going to happen. Not on my watch, but it wasn't going to happen on my watch either last time, and it happened.
All right, so are we starting this?
Let's go.
Is it about to go down?
It's about to go down, Ryan.
Oh, my God. Just started.
All right. Just in case you don't know the rules, there's got to be a certain amount of top five or top six, top four, something, blank answers. And Jackson and Addy are going to have to raise their hand to try to get the number one answer.
Yep.
They get 5 seconds to answer. And if they don't get it the first time, the other person will be able to try to answer. Whoever gets the top one wins.
I think that is how it's going to go down.
2 out of 3, and maybe more, 5 out of 7, more if we feel like doing more.
But, Ryan, I think it's going to go on after this next song.
No.
I'm sorry.
I was getting ready for it right now.
Stay tuned. This next song is called Simple Math. This next song called Simple Math by the Manchester Orchestra here on the Edge. So stay tuned for our Breaking Feud. Welcome back to the Breaking Point. Right now, you're here with myself, Jackson Amage, Ryan Ruthroff, and Addie Yost.
Howdy, everybody.
Hey, guys.
So you ready to play some Breaking Feud right here?
Oh, I'm so ready.
I'm the game show host. I need like one of those long game show host mics and come in at a
and come
in
with
a
your
suit.
Little card, holding your yeah. little card.
So are we ready?
I'd say we're pretty ready.
Okay.
So can you explain that to the game one more time?
So the game is Breaking Feud. It's kind of like Family Feud, just less complicated. There's going to be a certain amount of answers that they have to get. Addie and Jackson are going 1v1 against each other. Jackson has to win this for our show because so far he's 0-1.
0-1? It's not that bad. I've only had one try. Stop blaming me.
You have a 0% success rate so far.
Out of one.
And their goal is to get the number one answer. They have 5 seconds to answer once they raise their hand. Whoever raises their hand first will get to answer first, obviously. They have 5 seconds to answer. If they don't answer in that 5 seconds, they can't think of anything, the other opponent will be able to answer. And let's say Jackson gets, like, the number three answer. Addie has to get the 1 or 2 answer to win that round.
Yep.
I don't even know how many rounds we're
doing. I'm going to get number one anyway, so.
We're going to probably go for the next 8 minutes, so 6:30, or maybe a little bit less than that.
It's so sad our show's ending. But we'll be back next Thursday.
5 to 6:30. Stay tuned for some more awesome content.
So are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's about to go down. Throw the gloves off. Let's go. Name something found in every home. Addie.
Microwave.
No. Jackson.
Vacuum.
No. Addie.
Refrigerator.
Okay, that was number two. Jackson.
4, 3. Couch.
2. No.
Yes, it is. Okay, I guess not.
Jackson.
Yeah, I got
Addie
that
got
one.
The number two answer with refrigerator. Number
wait,
one.
Wait.
Are you done yet?
Jackson got the applause going in there. Thank you.
That was yeah.
Thank
so
you, Jackson.
Just a little cheesy. Actually, that wasn't a sound effect. We actually have a full stadium of people waiting right outside, ready to clap at our needs. The number one answer was television.
Oh.
Yeah, all have
a couch is definitely found in a house more than a television.
Okay, come on.
That's true.
I guess you need a couch if you have a television.
Yeah.
Yes, so. But most people don't think of couch the first time.
But most people need refrigerators, too.
Yes, that was number two.
Come on, let's go.
I'll number three, bathroom.
That's
number
pretty important.
Number four, kitchen. And number five, bed. So Addie is winning so far. Jackson, you are failing me. If you don't win this, you're off the show.
Okay.
Are we ready for the next one? This one, I think Addie's going to beat Jackson just because.
Well, then why do you give it to me?
Because it relates
like
to her.
This. I like
if you're wanting me
one.
To win.
Are you ready?
See.
Arms at the ready. Name something you might put on toast. Addie.
Butter.
That was the number one answer.
Yay!
But that's what I was going to say.
Number two answer was jam. 3 was peanut butter. Gosh. And 4 was Nutella.
Best of 5.
Hey, I was toast with
best
Yost,
of 5.
Yeah,
so.
She already won.
Best of 5.
I got the top answer. Come on, Jackson.
Best of 5.
Jackson's right. Just upset.
We'll just do another one just because we still have time. And Jackson. name a profession that is very stressful. That was a tie. I'm going to give it to Jackson because.
Woohoo.
4.
Woohoo.
3.
Oh, shoot. Lawyer.
That was the number two answer, Addie. Oh. Number one answer?
Doctor.
That was the number one answer.
What is that? She's cheating.
I swear, she can't see. My computer screen is turned where she can't see it.
Well, score. I guess I have to be a good sport.
Thank you, Jackson. They love me. They love no.
the number three answer was teacher.
Teacher.
Then it goes police officer. Nurse and customer service.
Not if you're Mr. Spillbeller, because he is the best student ever, right?
Yeah. Yes. Right. All right. This one, if you guys don't get
best
this
best of five, one, he got it. She got it.
I know, but I just want to keep doing it because we still have time, and they're fun. If you guys,
how you won, I'm 0-2.
Don't get this. You are a disgrace.
Panda.
No, you are a disgrace if you don't
Pencil.
Get this. Ready?
Ready.
Music.
Name something teenagers can't live without.
Phone.
Annie.
Their cell phone.
I said it.
You didn't raise your hand.
I don't want to be in school.
Can you get the number 2?
4?
3?
2? 1?
Car?
No, not every teenager has a car.
That's what I was thinking, but I was going to, like, computer maybe?
Music.
Wow, I even said that before you said the question.
It goes cell phone, music, friends, computers,
friends,
and then TV.
Yay, Addy.
Yay.
I love
and,
the sound effect.
And just before we go on to the next question, if we have another one, something else I can't live without is my cousin Tate, and he just texted me and wanted me to give him a shout-out. So a shout-out to my cousin Tate in Houston, Texas. I'm glad you're listening, and yeah.
You can listen. Yeah, he's listening because he's listening online.
How's he listening online, Ryan?
WHJE.com. If you go to live, you can listen to our show live from anywhere in the world.
That is amazing. Technology these days, something that teenagers just can't live without.
Yeah.
That'd be a really good answer. I mean, I guess it was pretty much all of them, technology.
Do you want to do one more before we go?
Let's
give
do
our
it.
Final
well,
goodbyes.
We got a good
so,
three
I can,
minutes
so I can
left.
Beat Jackson, you know, even
yeah,
more.
Stop rubbing
get
it in.
Roast with Yoast right here on 91.3 WHJE.
I'm going to stop playing this applause sound effect.
Jackson, please at least get one for
I'm
us.
I'm trying. I did with Olivia.
You also lost, though.
But I
and
got
you lost
one.
With Addy. Please
you
at least get...
You are 0 for
you're
5.
Getting, yeah, you're getting crushed. Okay, ready? Make sure you raise your hand this time.
I'm holding my... Okay.
name a reason why somebody might make fun of your car, Addy.
It's rims.
No.
Man.
Jackson?
It's paint color.
That was 3. You got it because she didn't get anything.
Oh,
wait,
man.
Doesn't she get a chance?
Don't I get a chance?
Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you a chance.
I think she gives a chance.
4.
It's
three,
it's how
two,
much it cost.
One. No.
Thank gosh.
1 answer. Jackson, you won. You won one.
Wait.
I'm still beating you though.
Yeah, you're now 0-2 for the record.
Thank you, all my fans.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you all.
Jackson just gave himself an applause.
Yeah.
Boo.
The number one reason was because it's old, then dirty.
Wow, is that kind of kind with cost?
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. My opponent
I still
is
win.
Even
I still
helping
win.
Me.
I still win. I still win.
Has dents. That was after paint. Paint was 3. Has dents is 4. Then it's too small of a car was 5, and then it was too big of a car was 6.
That kind of goes along the lines of
yeah.
what I was trying to go for.
Yeah,
but
you didn't get it because Jackson needs to at least win one
that
for my
true.
Show.
That is true. I was actually, you know what? I knew it. I was giving Jackson some slack there.
So
it is 6:30.
That was Breaking Feud.
Actually, it's 6:29.
We'll keep a tally up in here of how many games Jackson has lost. So far, he's 0-2.
I am... Yes, 0-2. Rounds, though, I'm like 2-10, so... I mean,
yeah.
There you go.
That's even... We're not getting to that. That makes you look even worse.
So this is The Breaking Point, our amazing show. If you liked it, catch us next week, 5 to 6:30. We're gonna Thursday afternoon, 5 to 6:30, same time as every week. So I hopefully don't need to keep repeating myself, because I know you guys are pretty smart.
We
I know you guys are going to keep listening.
Might have some more guests on next week.
I hope to be back on, because this has been
Addy
really
will probably
fun.
Be back on to... keep her crown. Same with Olivia.
And
she'll
Olivia was
keep...
awesome too.
Yeah, thanks to Olivia for coming on.
We
thank
should
you
seriously
to
in here. We should have like a wall or something that's like Break Feud, and like you said, like have tallies
of how
and
many
then,
games Jackson
yeah,
loses.
And then have like a wall of fame, and then like a wall of lame or something.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Jackson.
I'm just kidding, Jackson. This you're gonna get on the wall
anymore.
Of fame
yeah, you're gonna
someday.
Win. You're gonna win one game. I might rig the questions. Jackson, you want to say our final goodbyes?
No, I don't want to end the show. This is so fun. Anyway, though, I have to. So this is Sing by the Dresden Dolls here on The Edge. If you liked our show, stay tuned. Like I said, Thursday afternoons, 5 to 6:30. I also have a show tomorrow from 3:30 to 5, so stay tuned for that.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. So much.